From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council has recognized new Gambian leader Adama Barrow as that country's president despite longtime leader Yahya Jammeh's refusal to give up power. The president of the council, Swedish Ambassador Olof Skog, says he spoke with President Barrow to say that the Security Council fully supports him.
It is our strong hope now that the former President Jammeh will peacefully cede power to the democratically elected president.
A Senegalese army spokesman says regional troops entered Gambia Thursday afternoon after Mr. Barrow took the oath of office in Senegal. U.S. airstrikes killed several dozen Islamic State fighters in two military camps in Libya. Carla Babb reports.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the air assault late Wednesday killed more than 80 Islamic State fighters who had fled there after Libyan forces aligned with the nation's UN-backed government pushed the terrorists out of the former Islamic State hotbed city of Sirte. Carter said some of the fighters in the camps were actively planning operations against European nations. The strikes came mere hours before President Barack Obama leaves office.
While the world doesn't rest from the transition here in Washington, neither does the Department of Defense.
Defense officials said the two Islamic State camps were in a very rural area and that no women or children were present. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
The United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. A UN spokeswoman said Thursday Secretary General Antonio Guterres asked Syrian's envoy Stefan de Mistura to attend the negotiations. Syria's president has said the talks will focus on enforcing the ceasefire and allowing the distribution of humanitarian aid. This is VOA News.